I forgot. I heard that joke somewhere. It's like a comedian. It's like, yeah, my daughter brought home one of their friends. I'm like, hello, Lucy. Fur. Goth chick.
Test.
It's funnier when he did it.
Welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MJ.
And I'm Red Bear.
We open the entire hour with History Repeating Parts 1 and Part 2 by the Megas. This is the show where we drop knowledge on you.
Major knowledge bombs.
Week of the week.
On your face.
Of the year, I guess. Not every week of the week.
Every week of the week.
Week of the week. We're here every Wednesday from 9
to 10. We established this is the only Wednesday this week.
Yeah, this is the only Wednesday this week.
Everyone observe Wednesday for this week.
I feel like it'd be, instead of having like a leap day or a leap year, we just have like 1 year. You just got an extra day. It's like an extra Tuesday. We'll throw that in there.
That's leap year.
Oh. Well,
wow, except we did it on a Monday.
We did it on a Monday. So yeah. When next year,
that's literally leap year.
4 years from now, will it be another Monday?
It won't be a Monday. Time's weird.
Yeah, it won't be a Monday.
Thank God.
This is the show where we talk about nerd geek.
Or whatever deity
and internet and anime and all that kind of stuff. We talk about science and physics. You're wearing an awesome shirt, by the way.
Oh, I am. I forgot I was wearing
this one. For those who don't know, Bear's wearing a Bill Nye and a Neil deGrasse Tyson shirt, and it's awesome. It's almost like
Pulp Fiction scene is what it
is. Oh, that's what it is, yeah. I was going to say Breaking Bad, but it's
Pulp
totally
Fiction.
Pulp
Older.
Fiction. Yeah. More dignified. get some dignification.
You
want to
see
life.
My wallet?
No, I
don't. I'm in a very transitional phase. You're lucky.
So anyway, we have a website for all our audio and all of our reviews and news and everything that we talk about. We typically condense that, and if I get on the stick and actually put it online, we put it on our website. Bear, what is the website?
That is exppoints.com, and remember to double tap the P.
We're on social media as well. Who let these guys on the internet? I'll tell you who. We did. It was us.
I don't feel like that was a good joke.
It's at exppoints.com/social. That's the landing page, Bear. You can find the Facebook, the Twitter, the Google+, the YouTube, the Steam community. We even have PayPal and Patreon. I stuck it on the social.
If you have extra money lying around,
you can give it to
and
us
you'd
if you
like
want.
Me to eat one
we'll,
day.
We'll do things.
Although the not eating thing is going
he'll
really
eat,
well for my
he'll
diet.
Eat the extra Tuesday of the week. That'll be great.
That's leap day.
You weren't born on a leap year. So
I was.
Maybe that matters. We're going to cut to two or three. Let's do three songs. I feel good about it. Let's do three songs. We'll come back catch you after the break. This is Ken Ashcore with Absolute Territory.
Yay.
After that is going to be Bring Back Toonami by Richie Branson.
Please.
And then Code Monkey by Jonathan. Well,
I want Toonami.
Hold on.
Okay. Okay. Let's have this debate afterwards.
Okay.
Let's talk about this.
All right.
After.
Bring Back Toonami. Absolute Territory, Bring Back Toonami, and then Code Monkey by Jonathan Colton. We'll catch you out of the break. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to this exclusively on Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU, still Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Code Monkey by Jonathan Colton. Before that, we had Bring Back Toonami by Richie Branson, and then we started the entire thing off with Absolute Territory by Ken Ashcore. Let's get something out of the way.
Because
we were talking about it the entire break.
The Toonami.
It's awesome when you have three songs, because we have a lot of time to talk and like yell at each other.
Yeah, and y'all don't even get to hear it. It's great.
We have to,
the cops were called twice.
We have to keep it all together on air, but let's talk about it. So Toonami.
Toonami.
Started back
we
in
have opinions.
97-ish, which seems like forever ago. That was
a long time ago. Don't take me. Stop.
So nearly, was it almost 20 years ago?
Shut up.
Was that almost 20
Shut
years
up.
Ago? That's ridiculous.
Stop.
So anyway,
not having
Moltar, which was from Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Right. Which, coincidentally, I really liked Space Ghost.
Just Space Ghost, I think. And then,
was there a difference in Space Ghost and Coast to Coast?
Yeah, Space Ghost was actually like Hanna-Barbera, Johnny Quest in space. And
I
then
think
space
I missed
Ghost,
that, because I just watched Coast to Coast.
Yeah, that was a joke thing, you know?
I liked it, so I don't care. Coast to Coast was great.
Anyway, Moltar was like one of the villains that he turned into a producer.
Right.
And he was the first like guy in the first host of Toonami. And then the second version of Toonami, the one that a lot of people jumped in on, was
right.
Tom.
My favorite.
And it had things like Cowboy Bebop, Outlaw
Star.
Dragon Ball Z. Tenchi Muyo came at some point. I don't think it was the first one, but it was close.
It was in the
mix. It was
either
the first or the second version with Tom. The neat thing is when Richie Branson is talking about bringing back Toonami or whatever, I like to think he's talking about that version of Toonami. Like,
that's what my heart went to when I jumped. I'm like, yes, please do that thing.
It's frustrating.
The later renditions when they kept trying to bring it back just didn't work.
In my opinion. So they hit it and they got some good, like, especially more recently, they had some really good series that they put on there. I know they did Robot Week, where it was like Dagard or or Diebuster, and then Evangelion, and that's awesome. But then they started doing like the Megas XLR. That wasn't right, really for me. Yeah. And Teen Titans, they did Teen Titans, but I feel like,
which is cool, but that doesn't feel like Toonami to me.
Right. Like they have, I feel like if
like,
you just
I like
did,
Teen Titans, it just doesn't belong with
if
Toonami.
You just did an entire well, they changed their entire focus. That's one of the
I know.
Things. Changed their entire
and I'm
focus.
I'm old at this point.
It well no it's
and
not,
they've moved on.
It's just one of those things I think where when if you're gonna do Toonami, make an entire Cartoon Network 2 or whatever and just play Toonami. And it's okay in the early morning or in the afternoon, like during Adult Swim time, like make it like the old school, like anime, you know, harder core anime
series.
Yeah, wow,
we get the Adult Swims now. That's weird.
Right. So make it the entire channel.
I believe that would work out pretty well.
And if you want to do five versions of Toonami, that's cool. You know, the total immersion events were cool that they introduced.
Yes,
where
they were.
Where you could do something online back when the internet was like sort of
like
brand
new.
You
could affect things.
Yeah,
it's
you
crazy.
Could do things. You could vote on things. You could play a
like
game.
Like the blob attacking.
Yeah, the intruder, which was really, really nice. So.
Was it intruder or blob?
It was a blob called the intruder.
Oh, okay.
Both? Yes. Cool. Let's talk about what we did last week. You may have noticed we did not have a show last week.
Wow.
And that was because for a lot of reasons we thought it was probably best. We didn't have a good topic. We were going to talk about things.
Yeah.
I know I was studying.
I was doing important things, I'm sure.
You were doing important things. So
important
we've had 2 weeks to do things. Bear, what have you been doing? I see he's taking out a toy.
I don't know if I mentioned that I got this.
No, you told me, but you didn't tell them.
I didn't tell everyone. My computer battery exploded, and I had sold my Mac. So I needed a laptop. And I'm kind of busted for money right now, reasons. And so I got a new computer for $150.
It doesn't look bad. Like
It is not.
Except for the fact that it says Lenovo, but that's just an opinion.
Well, you're just like a hater, bud.
Yeah.
But it's the Lenovo 100S, $150 laptop.
Does this turn around like into a tablet?
No, it does fold flat.
That's weird.
I know. That is what everyone says.
It's weird.
Lenovo even totes that as a feature.
You could like staple it to, well, don't staple it, but you could put it up on the wall.
I like stapling things.
It would be very, it would be very.
I mean, I could see that like actually say if you need like a kiosk or something.
Yeah. That's not bad. Was it a 13-inch
It's 11.6.
Nice. Touchscreen, no touchscreen?
No touchscreen. No multi-touch gestures on the pad.
It's all solid state, it looks like.
All solid state.
Very thin.
Very thin, very light. Here, you can hold
it.
Oh,
thanks. Sweet.
Yeah. It's very thin, very light.
Very nice.
I do have an expansion card I paid $50 for.
What
is this? Micro SD.
It's an N64. I have a RAM expansion module.
I have an extension card for the memory. The battery's kind of dead right now. I just realized that. But it has a micro SD card slot on the side. So it comes with 32 gigs built in. I expanded it to 128 gig extra storage.
Nice.
And the most important detail on a... So that pulls the price up to $200 total. Out the box. $200. I can play Undertale.
Nice. That's all. That's
what matters. It plays
cool.
Undertale wherever I want. Also does the word processing things and has the internets.
Very cool. It runs Windows 10, I'm guessing.
It comes with Windows 10, 32-bit. The specs actually kind of scared me. I think it's like a 1.6 quad-core processor.
Okay.
It's an Intel Atom. But the problem with that was it maxed out 2 gigs of RAM. So that had me really concerned. But for browsing internet or playing Undertale.
Specifically Undertale.
Or.
And like Terraria.
It works fine. That's the thing. Is like you're not going to do 50,000 things at the same time. Like you would on your monster gaming rig.
Yeah. You're going to do one thing.
If you're doing one thing, it works fantastic. And I've even had like tons of tabs open in Firefox, and Firefox is a memory hog, so it did fine.
Very cool.
I think part of that is because it gets to cache to a very fast solid state drive.
Yeah.
So even when you run out of RAM, you still got some pretty fast.
Probably soldered on from the looks like it.
Nothing is changeable in this. Although I haven't actually taken apart, but I guarantee that's soldered on chips.
Yeah.
And it's red, and it looks like just a larger version of my Game Boy, which is awesome.
It is, yeah.
My Game Boy, actually.
I wonder if they made
it. I say a Game Boy because I'm old. It's a 3DS. But yeah, see, it looks exactly like the
same. He opens his DS up, and it's like on Pokemon.
That's still silver.
You're still playing Pokemon.
Oh, God, I'm in that stupid cave again.
Yeah.
Let me save this because my battery's about to die.
Well, cool. Is that all you did? You bought a laptop?
I bought a laptop, played a lot of Undertale on it. Pretty much. I'm moving again because that's a thing that always happens, the seasonal move of the bear.
It's always good. You hibernated over the winter. Now time to go back to find a new cave.
Again. Yeah, so I'm going to be back out in Baton Rouge making the drive-in all for all you wonderful people on the daily.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's where my life is in boxes right now.
Very cool. In boxes.
My life is in boxes. At least it's not
pieces. I live in boxes. Don't we all? Isn't that America?
Everything I own is currently in a box
wooden
to
metal
the
boxes.
Left.
Very cool. Yep.
What have you been up to?
So for the last, I guess, 2 or 3 weeks, I've been studying for my Security Plus exam.
Security Plus!
And I got certified. I got my Security Plus certification. I wrecked that test.
What is the plus? I know what security is. I follow, you know, Swift on security.
Like CompTIA just names everything plus. So it's like A plus, Net plus, Security plus, Server plus, Linux plus. It's security plus some other stuff. In this case, Security Plus has a lot of networking in it.
Okay, well,
so
there you go. That's the plus.
That's the plus. Security plus networking. No, I got that. So that actually happened yesterday. I took the test. And
I feel like our systems are so much more secure now.
Yeah. I'm more secure as a person. I'm secure.
At least you've tricked people into thinking you know what
you're doing. I'm secure in my life.
In your life.
And I have validation. I've got validation.
You're validated that you do a good job.
Well, yeah, from this test. This test said I'm good and I'm valid. And it updated online, so I know I didn't get ripped off. by somebody saying stuff.
But we could have an entire debate on testing and exams.
Yeah, what's actually valid or whatever.
Yeah, and evil corporations and my opinions. But, you know.
Yeah, it is a relatively expensive like test. It's about $330 for the test. But so I did that. I picked up and I
probably shouldn't say things.
I did this thing where, and we've talked about it on the show before, where you never pay retail. You know, especially for games.
He hates paying retail.
No, I hate paying retail so much. So prefer to do is I prefer to shop around a little bit. But it's such a pain to try to shop around and get a good price on things, especially when there's a million different prices or a million different sites that are selling the same thing.
Right. So, I usually just ask you.
Right.
I'll be honest.
And that's good.
I use you. And that's good. You do all the work for me.
There is a website I use, a secret little website called istthereanydeal.com.
Right.
They don't sponsor the show, but I wish they did. That'd be great. But they don't sponsor the show. Instead, they sponsor me getting deals. You, too, getting deals.
Your own personal sponsor.
Yeah, you can go. You go to their site. You type in the game that you want to get, and it shows you all of the breakdowns from all of these different sites. It's probably like 20 different sites, and they do this thing where it like shifts around. So they say, oh, yeah, you've got currency like British pounds or Great Britain pounds or whatever, Australian dollars, rubles, rupees, diamonds, all the stuff, American dollars, Canadian waffles.
I'll be honest.
Anything
under that is stupid.
You know, it converts everything into U.S. dollars and then allows you to check to make sure that you can pay from like PayPal.
Make America dollars again.
Make America dollars.
I don't know where I'm going with this.
So I actually bought Fallout 4's DLC, the season pass, and instead of paying $50, I paid $24. And that's over 50% savings.
And it's legal.
And it's legal. It was a combination of buying it from, I think, DL Gamer or Green Man Gaming or something. And then there was like a 20% off sale on that as well. So a coworker, he's tight on money. He didn't want to spend a lot of money. I said, well, no, go over here.
There's an ongoing theme with money in the state.
There's all,
it's weird.
Yeah. So I got that. I started playing it. I'm about, I guess, halfway through. I think I went through one of the dungeons in Automatron, the latest DLC. And I got to say, I'm loving Fallout 4. The longer and more I play it, now that I'm done with this certificate or the certification, I'm playing it a lot more.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's really great. The mods make everything fantastic. And so I'm doing that. And I'm also doing, I am trying my best to not sink all of my time into the Raspberry Pi 3.
I am super jealous you already have one.
I bought a Raspberry Pi 3.
I'm trying to think of a project for them.
I ordered two Bluetooth.
I like what you've been doing.
They're called the NES 30s from, I think, 8-bit DO. And they are Bluetooth controllers that have the button layout of a PlayStation 3 or, I guess, a PlayStation 4 controller. With no touchpad. So they've got...
This isn't NES.
Yeah, they've got the D-pad. They've got two analog buttons that click.
Use your Steam controller.
No. We're moving past that. The 8-bit Do's NES, NES 30 or NES Pro 30 is a really awesome Bluetooth-enabled button layout of a PS3 type controller.
You said that about the Steam controller until it came in.
Well, this one actually, I was able to see and get reviews on this. It's been out a while. I'm hoping, because the Raspberry Pi 3 has built-in wireless and built-in Bluetooth.
Oh, it shouldn't be a big issue getting that to work.
No, it's not. And what I've been doing is I've been rebuilding the RetroPie setup. So,
which, by the way, in case no one really realizes how amazing that is, you can get hardware and it works in Linux-based ARM systems.
Emulation, which is amazing. Hardware working in Linux used to be a pain.
I did Linux in the 90s. Right. I was a kid.
Yep. You barely had your monitor connected to
it. I did. I had to get my monitor working on beeps and clicks.
Right. No.
That is almost true.
It's a little bit of an exaggeration. Almost. But only a little bit.
Well, I mean, you would plug in your analog monitor and you would you would get an image. The driver wouldn't be right.
This isn't the image you're looking
for. Up, and you'd have to like sit there in this crapped up resolution and try to get it working.
Sometimes you'd see a mouse. If you had a mouse.
Yeah, if you had one.
You would see the mouse and it would be the size of the entire screen. For some reason.
This is actually true, then.
The RetroPie setup that I'm working with right now, I tried going through and buying the individual consoles. But the problem is not the console. The consoles are relatively easy to get because they're still existing.
It's the games.
And you know what? Cartridge-based games, not that big of a deal. It's all the disc-based games that you'd want to play. They're all scratched. You can't really fix them. So, and I used to be against the idea of like ROM downloads and like stealing.
I hear you.
But it's not.
Wow, taking the moral high ground here, I see.
Well, it's one of those things where it's like, I don't think you should steal games that are coming out today. I think that what you should do is you should find a way to play the game with a friend or trial test the game. You know, if you have to steal it, I'm not saying that I condone it. Because
people that typically
download things via torrents or whatever, they typically just keep playing the game. They don't eventually, maybe years later for a sale, if it's convenient for them, they'll buy the game. But, I mean, you don't really very often have a case where you download the game illegally and then you say, I really enjoyed this. Oh, I'll pay $60
for it. You know what actually usually happens with me? The reverse. I will buy a game, and then there will be some reason I can't play it, or I've lost the disc, or it doesn't register right. I'll be like, you know what? It's easier if I just do
so
this.
I've done that.
Put on my black hat.
I don't mind saying this. Done. I've done that with movies, where I've bought the Blu-ray of the movie, and I wanted to have the movie on my phone.
You remember when I tried to do a fully digital? I owned all that media. The media on that box was not from what I owned.
Yep.
Because y'all make it retardedly difficult.
I'm talking to you people.
Yeah, I said you people. You can judge me. We'll go back and forth. I got this.
I'm definitely doing a little bit of the RetroPie setup. I plan on having a little part on the website soon enough about it, and we're going to get that out. So let's cut to one song, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit about our main segment before the show ends. Wow. So Kingdom Hearts 2 has been out for 10 years just a couple days ago.
Wow, and so, I still haven't played Kingdom Hearts.
No, Kingdom Hearts is a great series. It's one of my favorite series, though. I don't know if it held up. I ought to go back and play them again and see.
I'll let you know. I'm gonna figure out how to play them.
You're going to figure out how to play them. Yeah. You just need a PS3. They got HD remakes.
Say, those aren't expensive anymore, are they?
No, they're pretty affordable.
I want it like Second Charles, not sponsored.
Yeah.
So let's do that.
This is going to be the Kingdom Hearts theme by Play a Video Game Symphony. We're going to come back after the break and catch you after that. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to this exclusively on Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU. That was Kingdom Hearts by Play, a Video Game Symphony. Again, Kingdom Hearts 2 has been out for 10 years. So.
Thanks for rubbing that in. I will play it.
Games.
It's even a name, like Play a Video Game Symphony.
Well, it's called Play! Exclamation point. A Video Game Symphony.
I feel like
they're
still judging me.
Yeah.
Because I haven't played Kingdom Hearts.
Do it!
I'm going
just
to!
Just do it! All right, so this is the main segment of the show. We don't have a lot of time to really talk about it, so we're just going to jump right into...
Man.
We were thinking about... growing up in the 90s and the 2000s.
We get nostalgic from time to time.
We do, yeah. We took a trip. So I was talking to... I've talked to my wife before about this, and I've spoken to a lot of my friends, like some of the younger students and everything, about requirements for school, requirements for the class. And at one point, it always comes up where I need them to mount an ISO file. An ISO file is a container that has... it could be a disk.
It's a pretend disk.
It could be a disk. It may just be a folder that you made into a container. Whatever. It's just one file that you can mount. It's a format. You can mount it, and it will appear as if it's a disk with files on it. And it'll act just like a CD or a DVD would.
Right.
And that got me thinking, you know, because you'd always have these people that go, I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
Man, what was that program I used to use? Was it like alcohol?
Alcohol 120%.
Yeah, that was it. I used to use that.
But you know, there's Daemon tools.
Magic disk.
There's Daemon tools. Magic tools.
Windows now just does it.
Yeah.
So does Linux.
Yeah.
Most distros.
It's very reminiscent of like the DMG format in Mac.
Yes. I always think that, like, I see that extension, I always think damage.
Damage.
That's exactly what I think.
Because we played RPGs. that's what it comes
oh,
from.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, DMG.
I had no idea why. I made a connection.
So the, but anyway, the point that I'm trying to make is that these people, and you know, I'm not calling
these
anybody
people.
Else. Oh, you can judge me now. Say that just like
that. I just said you people, you're on
these people. You know, you've got people that don't know anything about it or don't know what they are or have to ask questions. And of course you don't know before you know. You know, you have to ask questions so
right,
that you know.
Gotta start
somewhere. But I started to try to think about, like, yeah. where did we learn about
how
all
did we
this
just
stuff?
Magic this?
And
oh wait, it was all the years in the 90s.
It was
as
all
a kid.
The years in the 90s. We barely had internet.
Right.
And then when you did have internet, you didn't have any money as a kid growing up. So
exactly.
If you did find Kazaa, Morpheus,
Napster,
BearShare, Emule, any of this stuff.
LimeWire,
that was a big one. Or
got
torrents,
it.
Early BitTorrent before they really were cracking down on it.
Yeah.
You were able to get ISOs, which were these magical things that it somehow would allow you to get games for free. And, you know, again, for whatever reason, you know, for your thoughts on that aside, whenever we did things with those ISOs, we learned we had to figure it out.
Right. It was, you didn't just download it and click it and go.
Right. It wasn't just an executable. That was called a virus, by the way. Those executables are viruses.
Those are viruses. Dolphin.exe, or totally not a virus.
Yeah.
.ed.
Yeah. Or, and sometimes they'd be called like virus scanner, like
yeah.
does in, you know, 1999 or whatever.
I can't tell you how many times my parents did that.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
God,
because they didn't know any better. They thought they were helping themselves out. They thought they were going to do something
and
good.
And then they wrecked the computer and blame me.
So the.
That's being a child
you know,
in the 90s.
That's one of those things. Like, what else happens? You know, we knew about ISO files and how to mount ISO files because of that.
Because of just our activities.
Because we wanted to play games for free. We wanted to play games. We wanted to get cracks
had to.
And replace the application with a crack. Get a serial key generator.
Dude. They would always have the craziest MIDI music,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the MIDI music was awesome. And then there
or
was
GIFs,
modifying the host file so that it wouldn't phone home whenever you turned it on. There were so many of these little, I'm going to say call them hacks.
I'm super like nostalgic right now.
Yeah. It was great, and
it was fun. It really was. I think I enjoyed that more than any of the games I ever played.
It was the pursuit of getting it done. You know, you had a problem, and your solution
and you were solving it.
Your solution was read the NFO file, and try to figure out what they meant. I remember one time I translated something from German. Like I looked up a German because before
that's
Google
dedication.
Translate, I translated something from German.
Yeah, Google Translator
because
didn't always exist,
because
by the way, kids.
Yeah, the instructions to translate the thing or the instructions to do the thing were in German, and
it was
at that point, you know, that was the cool thing, right? That was one of the nicest things about growing up with less technology and slower or not so there
like,
internet.
We had the technology, but like. It wasn't advanced, less advanced technology.
Because
we had the technology.
Yeah. And we, you know, I'm trying
to
think. It's hard to reminisce and think about like all the things that you use today because of what you learned back then.
Yeah.
Because you don't have a comparison. Like you know what you know, and you know that you got it back then.
I would like to see because you're a teacher, I guess, instructor or something.
Things are incredibly different between.
And
like,
I feel like there's. I think there's a little bit of a negative cultural thing there because these kids just get thrown into programs like CS and such and no opinions about the university or your classes. But, I mean, I just feel like we worked for this and we wanted to be there.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's a open gate policy kind of now in society.
I feel
because everyone can computer, right?
Yeah. The there's this Kirby Crackle song and I might try to end on it.
Okay, let's end on that one.
We'll end on geek culture is dead, where it's sort of it addresses something like that, where before it was not cool to be a geek or a nerd,
right?
And now it's everything.
I just find new ways to be uncool,
right? Oh man, that's terrible.
It's my life.
I'm sorry.
Well,
but somebody's got to live it. But no,
apparently
before you know the song, and you'll hear it when we play it. The song is about it's about taking something that we really enjoyed, something that we felt was very personal to us, whether it was comic books or video games or anime.
That's really happened to comics.
Or Batman, Superman, things like that, you know, and now they...
Speaking of which, I need to watch that movie.
No, you do not.
I keep hearing that, but I'm still going to watch it because I love Superman. I just want a good Superman movie. It's all I want in life.
Let me know when that happens.
I will. I've been waiting my entire life.
He's been waiting. Sorry.
Entire life.
For a girl like you.
For Superman.
To come into... I'm done.
Please
stop. So anyway, the
Who
the whole,
sings that song?
I don't know. Foreigner? I
Foreigner
don't know.
Will let them do it.
Someone call the burn unit. Somebody get in here. Third degree. So in the song, you know, it talks about how the culture has been sort of stolen and repackaged and everything can be bought now and you don't have to work for it. And that is sort of how computer science
is. The cost of entry is low.
There's nothing outside of just getting into college, whether you pay or you get it paid for. You get into college, right. You can do anything you want.
It's
at least
programming in general. There's even those, like, and I'm going to say stupid boot camp things they do now where they're like, be a programmer in a weekend.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to be a programmer in a weekend.
It's hard.
It takes a lifetime of being
a
nerd.
You don't want to restrict people because it's negative.
You don't
want to
tell people
that
they can't do it. Well, some people can't do it, let's be honest. But you also don't want to fill an industry with unqualified individuals who just want a paycheck.
Right. So, yeah. And I feel, two things. One, the culture has significantly changed. And on top of the culture significantly changing, the tools and the avenue that people get information has completely changed. So now, I use Google throughout my entire day at work.
My Google foo is very strong, even though they hate me.
Jerks. That aside, you know, I search for a lot of things, and I'm very effective at searching and getting information.
Well, I mean, I've just ran so many people developers who don't even know how to search for information. Well, and I think it's because they've never had to, like, they haven't had those 90s experiences like
you had to look up an encyclopedia, actually get a physical
remember book, the encyclopedia. Microsoft encyclopedia
the Encarta,
that came
yeah.
on like discs.
Yeah, you had to do a lot more searching. Now you can get everything kind of brought to you at the
right,
click of a button, at the type of a key, you can get all your information. It's different now. The struggle was real in the 90s. It's not so real now, certainly the struggle has changed. So we're out of time. We are going to end on GWEK Culture is Dead, and we're also going to end on, let's do Jimmy and Sally by I Fight Dragons. This is off the newest Near Future album. We might throw another song at the end if we have the time. Bear, we have a website. What is the website?
The website is exppoints.com. Remember to double tap the P.
That's awesome. Thank you all for hanging out with us. We can be reached on social media as well, exppoints.com/social. Check the website because I soon will be updating it. I'll actually
need to update my profile on the exppoints.com double tap the P site.
I'll get around, I'm gonna do more work. Fell off the wagon
I get drugged behind the wagon.
Oh, that's all right. We will catch you next Wednesday from 9 to 10 p.m. Look for us then. Until then, that's gonna be GWEK Culture is Dead by Kirby Crackle and Jimmy and Sally by I Fight Dragon. See you next week on Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM KSLU.